If you know Faust, you know the website Faust Pages, done by Andy Wilson in England. Now Andy has published the first book on Faust, focusing on the early years of the band history. Faust, Stretch Out Time, 1970 to 75 is the title, and the book is available on Amazon. It's a great read, interesting with lots and lots of details and insights. Andy analyzes the music and its time and offers the reader a look into the mindset of one of the true pioneering bands from Germany. On the phone with me is Andy Wilson. Andy, what started your interest in Faust?
Oh, it's been a good 20 years now, but really it started because, well, first of all, obviously just hearing their music and thinking that it was extraordinary music. But it always... It seemed to me extraordinary in two ways. First of all, the music itself was so unusual, so unlike what other people were doing, but in a way that I couldn't put my finger on at first. So that was sort of fascinating. And the second thing that really interested me in it was, in a way, how little regard Faust had, in the sense that other German groups at the time were held in much higher regard, and yet it seemed to me they were less interesting in many ways. So it really started as a kind of itch that I couldn't scratch, trying to work out why Faust was so unusual and why they weren't sort of regarded more highly.
But you had already all this information out there on your website, faustpages.com. So what made you write this book?
Well, really, I should have written a book years ago. I mean, I've been collecting the information about the group for, well, 10 years now, actually, because the website started in 1996. Actually, I was quite ill last year, and it looked for a while, I had a series of operations, it looked for a while like there was a chance I was going to die. And when I recovered from the operations, I kind of thought that it was about time to write the book about Faust, because if I didn't do it now, I'd never get round to it.
Andy, I really have to say it's a great book, with lots and lots of information about the band, their time, and the philosophy behind it. How difficult was it for you to write this book?
It was kind of, it was easy at one level, because I'd been thinking about Faust for so long. I mean, it's not really a matter of the stories that are in there, you know, things that, you know, facts that I do about Faust, but more I'd thought about their music for a long time. So there was a lot for me to write about in one sense, but then it was difficult in a different way, because I had to really sit down. And what I did was I literally listened to every piece of music I owned by them and thought about each of the ideas that I had about the group and tried to, you know, see whether the music matched up to them. And that proved to be much harder than I'd thought, because, you know, there were a lot of things about the group that didn't fit the picture that I had. But then a lot of it as well began to really fall into place. I don't know, you must know what it's like, you know, you have vague ideas about a subject, and then when you sit down to really think them through, they you know, the things begin to fit together. So there was a lot. It took me about a year to write, to be honest, but really most of the research had been done before I started writing, so to say.
You quote a lot of interviews that have been done with the band members, but did you talk to them as well for this book?
I didn't do any interviews specifically for the book, but and there were members of the group who were notoriously difficult to interview. Uwe Nettelbeck, I'd have loved to have spoken to, but that's never really proved possible for one reason or another. Although I have to say, somebody else has been working on a book about Faust for quite a few years now, and I think he has managed to do a long interview with Uwe. So, you know, in answer to your question, that on the one hand, you know, I didn't do interviews specifically for the book, but I had interviewed, certainly Jochen I've interviewed at length for a radio program I did a few years ago, and then Jean Ave, I guess interviews too much, but I've spoken to those guys quite a few times. In terms of the original members of the group, I spoke to Arnold Meifert only for one day, but he was at the Shear Festival that Jochen Ermler hosts each year, where the Faust studios are, and I managed to meet Arnold. That was a big day for me, actually, because he was like the other member of Faust that I'd never really met. So in terms of the original members, it's really a matter of having spoken to, you know, some of them by email over the years, having met them quite a few times, and then a couple of formal interviews on top of that. But I have to say, most of that stuff, apart from the formal interviews, I hadn't really written down or written them up before. So a lot of it, I was working from memory.
I'm talking to Andy Wilson, author of the first Faust book, Faust Stretch Out Time 1970-75. Andy, you analyze and describe in your book the music and the environment they worked in. How did the band members react to this?
Well, a couple of them read the book and neither of them reacted. I mean, both of them were really, I want to say, very civilized about it, because they said, having read the book, they said there were no big issues that they wanted to take up. And basically, they kind of trusted me to get on with it. So, I kind of had that sort of feedback, that the book was fine with them, but I didn't get any detailed feedback from them, which I thought was great, actually, because I didn't want to get every single fact right and every, you know, as they say, dot the I's and cross the T's. I wanted to write a book about Faust from my point of view, which is why it's mostly a book about ideas and interpretation rather than a kind of, you know, the kind of gossipy sort of article. You know, it's not that kind of thing.
You focus in your book much more on the music than describing the band process. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of reasons for that. One is that it's very hard to work out what the group thought at that time, partly because, well, first of all, not all of the group are there to talk to anymore. You know, Rudolf Sossner, who's clearly a key member of the group early on, is no longer around, died quite a while ago. Secondly, at the time that Faust were recording, they didn't talk that much about their ideas. There was a whole mystique about the group, so it's quite difficult to get to grips with, you know, exactly what they were thinking at any time. And even today, if you ask them, you get very contradictory messages. But the second thing that I mention in the book is that really I wanted to analyze Faust, not just report what they thought about themselves, if you see what I mean. And that makes it quite, it makes it a very personal book about Faust, sort of analyzing it from my point of view. But in some ways, I thought that was, and this is going to sound a bit odd, but I thought that was more interesting thing to do, to really look at, you know, the ideas that were around Faust at the time and how they responded to them, even if they didn't respond to them, you know, consciously, or, you know, say a lot about how they were responding to them. So you're right, it is a book of analysis of them. I mean, I hope that doesn't kind of put some people off it, but I thought that would be the most interesting thing to write, because, you know, most books about music aren't like that. They tend to take things on the surface level, and they take them at the level of, you know, the way that the music is marketed and advertised, which is a very kind of superficial way of thinking about the music. And I wanted to get a bit beyond that. And the only way to do that, in the absence of, you know, a lot of material to work with, the only way to do that was really to analyze it from my point of view. So, you know, in one way, it's a very personal book, because it's written from, you know, the way that I think about how the different bits of the music work and what the background to it was, rather than emphasizing, you know, exactly how the group thought from day to day about what they were doing. And often I don't think they did think that deeply about it. You know, people have talked about, you know, the influence of politics on Faust, or their connections with the radical movement. I mean, I talk about that a lot, but I don't think they necessarily, you know, consciously theorized all of those things. I think their reactions, I mean, this is one of the great things about the group, their reactions in many ways were spontaneous, and that's what leaves them open to that kind of level of thinking about them.
While putting this all down on paper, have you come to new conclusions about the music? Did you find something totally new in their work for yourself?
That's an excellent question. I mean, I think it wasn't so much that there was something, you know, completely new that had never really occurred to me, but it was more a question of fitting it together and making it clearer to myself. Because, I mean, I've argued about this with a lot of people, but to me, one of the most important things I wanted to talk about is just where the music comes from. And I mean, not just Faust music, but the whole krautrock scene. Why that music is so novel and so interesting. So, you know, writing about the background to the situation in Germany at that time and the radical movement of the time kind of sets the scene for that. But what I wanted to connect it to was also why Faust music in particular is so interesting, and that is to do with the way they use the studio in such a radical and unusual way, which is what makes the music interesting. When you listen to it from our point of view, even today, you know, it still sounds quite shocking in terms of the techniques that were used, certainly, you know, compared to the music of the time. And what became clearer to me was the connection between that and the radicalism of, you know, German musicians of the time in general, and the idea that they had to create a music for themselves. And it's a completely new kind of music, divorced from German tradition in many ways. And so what I was trying to connect was the idea of that kind of radicalism of wanting to do something completely new, and the idea that what's interesting about the best krautrock, which is really for me, obviously Faust, is that it meant that they really began to use the studio and modern, if you like, electronic instruments in a very pure way. Yeah, I call it, you know, acousmatic in the book, because there's this idea of acousmatic music is not interested in, you know, the live performance as such. It simply treats music as something created in the studio. And in writing the book, those two ideas about why Faust are such an acousmatic group, that became really connected with the rise of krautrock in general. And in a way, I suppose, I don't know if I really say this explicitly in the book, but in a way, what the reason that Faust are so interesting is because they're the purest expression of what was happening in krautrock, which is that kind of revolution in the way that music is recorded, basically.
You've dealt with the music of Faust for a very long time, put out a great website and now the book. Does this mean for you you have come to a finishing point and closed this chapter in your life?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I mean, because in one way, yes. You know, I have really wanted to pull all this information together and sort of, that's not at all saying that, you know, I've lost interest in Faust, far from it. But it was an important staging post for me to pull all of this stuff together. So in that sense, yeah, because, you know, I guess it goes back to something we were talking about earlier, which is why I got interested in Faust. And I said it was a kind of itch that I couldn't scratch, which is that there's something about them that was so unusual that it kept me fascinated for many years. And in a sense, I guess I could almost say that fascination loosened a little bit now that I've written the book, because I finally began to, you know, put my finger on some of those things that intrigued me for so long.
Your book is called Faust, Stretch Our Time, 1970 to 75. Why did you just focus on those early years and not on the later or current work of the two Faust projects?
Yeah, that... I mean, I really love some of the stuff that's been done by the later Faust. You know, as you say, there are two different Faust projects now, and they kind of have a different focus, each of them, and both of them, in different ways, are they're not only fascinating, but they're making some fantastic music. There's no doubt about that. But why I focused on the early period is because I think that if you take that work as a whole, you know, really the first four albums, or you know, from the first album, Clear, through to Faust 4, I think that music is a sort of, creates a sort of archetype. It's very pure. It's of its time for sure, but it creates a new model for thinking about music. And in one sense, the reformed Faust live in the tradition of the original Faust. And it seemed to me that the best way to focus the book would be to concentrate on those early years.
Andy, you know the music of Faust quite well. When I first listened to the band, I thought, that is some strange stuff, kind of a violation. It took me a while to really appreciate the music and the ideas behind it. What would you suggest to someone new to Faust? What should they do to understand the musical world of Faust?
I think there's one of the things that's interesting about Faust is that they're very hard. You know, rock groups really usually have a style, if you know what I mean. And you can recognize something by, I'm not picking on them, but you can recognize something by Can straight away as being by Can. And one of the unusual things about Faust is that they were never turned into that kind of commodity, you know. So in other words, their music varies wildly in the approach. And in one sense, that makes it hard to pick on something that's representative of the group as a whole. But I think one of the great ways to begin to get to grips with Faust is through albums like, well, you know, Faust, actually, which is a later album for sure. But of the early albums, the second album so far, because it strikes me that it's kind of slightly a little bit easier than some of the albums to get into, because it has some more recognizable rock structures. But at the same time, it's also got some of their more extreme moments in it as well. And it allows you to kind of start off with the rock moments and get to, you know, gradually get to grips and get a feel for the kind of more extreme things that Faust do, because they're in there too, for sure.
Andy, thank you very much for being here today.
Been great to speak to you, Arm.
Andy Wilson is the author of Faust, Stretch Our Time, 1970 to 75. You can find out more information on the website faust-pages.com, or you can order this book on Amazon.
mommy is blue, and daddy is blue, and mommy is blue, and mommy is you, and daddy is blue.